We good? We going?
Hit record on this, and looks like
we're record.
Looks like we're ready to go.
Go ahead and pwn to replay.
Welcome
record
to Cometown.
This fucking dick.
We're here with Bo and Yang.
And learn to suck again.
Bo and Yang, the who just recently left SNL.
I didn't know that.
Last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I left to open a... I'm opening a KB Toys.
That'd be fucking... That's a bad...
Pretty sick.
That's a bad career move, but that would be sick because I miss KB Toys.
I think Mitt Romney put them out of business.
I spent all my...
He did?
My
corporate arbitrage.
Yeah. That fucking... What do you work for? Brain Capital?
Adam learned the word arbitrage this morning.
He has said it a bunch of
my
times.
My new word.
You said it four times when we were having lunch.
And he was like, dude, did you hear about this kid who went YOLO with crypto arbitrage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the you billionaire.
Yeah. What was the point of you telling us that story? Were we supposed to think this?
Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
No.
We're supposed to quit the show and go full crypto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to recruit
that's
you.
That's not me, dude. I've said it 100% times. I'm Greek. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to be a landlord, and I'm going to run a restaurant. You are the financial guy, although Nick is the online
I'm
guy.
I'm not the financial guy. Well, no, I suck at
I'm
money.
I'm retired from online.
But that's... I'm just talking about the ways we're gonna use our money after the show. Mm-hmm. Traditional, you know, banking, and you, internet stuff, and
no,
me,
I won't be doing
landlord that. Restaurant
Wait,
guy.
Can I get to share a little tidbit?
And by the way, Greek people are allowed to be landlords.
Can I share a little fact that I learned the other day?
I mean,
day?
We do have Bo and Yang here. And I thought
okay, this is as...
Okay, what... Go ahead.
First of all, thanks for having me.
I'm opening a KB Toys.
Okay, great.
Thanks for having me. I found
out. Oh, you're Bo and Yang?
I'm Bo and Yang. Thanks for having me. And I found out recently that there is a correlation between, I forget the actual technical term. My friend was telling me this the other night. Between the
Are
distance,
you Adam or Bo and Yang?
I'm Bo and Yang.
Okay. You sound
the
exactly the same.
Between, I'm doing the character Bo and Yang.
Go
right
ahead.
Now. Between the distance between the base of the balls and the anus. It's like...
Are you sure this isn't just Adam?
This is Weekend Update.
No? Okay, we're doing... Okay, listen. There's a
this
correlation...
This sounds like something Adam would know.
And the distance... there is a correlation between the distance...
I don't want to pet you right
between
now. Get the fuck out of here.
The base of the balls and the anus that correlates with homo or heterosexuality.
Is that real?
Yes. And the... Smaller the distance, the higher correlation there is with homosexuality.
If your balls are close to your ass,
and
you're gay?
And on average, the distance is shrinking.
What?
And a lot of people attribute it to the existence of microplastics.
So do you...
I know this is pseudoscience, and I know that as Bo and Yang, this is something that I overheard someone else say.
Why do you have to be Bo and Yang?
But
to know
I did
this?
Take. Well, I thought we were having Bo and Yang on the show. Okay, I was.
You think
lying.
He's related to that Andrew Yang guy?
I don't think so.
Well, hold on here, because I noticed they both got the same last name,
mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they're both gay Chinese guys.
I don't believe Bo is Chinese.
Well, I guess that puts that to bed.
And I don't believe Andrew.
And
Yang
Andrew is bi.
I think he's bi.
Is he?
Or I think he's.
He's pan.
Sapio?
He's Sapio. Yeah. He only fucks if you're going forward.
Yeah.
He's only attracted to radical centrists.
Yeah. Anyway, I know this is pseudoscience.
I want to have sex with the trolley from the trolley problem. I want to
put your cock on the rails.
There's a lever that directs the trolley into my ass.
That's awesome.
I think that's just called bit straight.
And it said, "How come nobody's ever thought of this?"
Yep, the third rail.
The third rail
that goes into my ass.
The third rail of politics.
Yeah. That would be you saving the world. You save both people, both tracks by putting the trolley in your ass.
Anyone ever do the trolley running over all the people and killing them, and then pulling into Mr. Rogers' house? And he's like, "Well, hey, Mr. Trolley."
Yeah,
he's
well,
got
you
blood
up to
all over the trolley.
Yeah. He's like, "I don't want to talk about it."
Yeah. He's like, "I had a hard fucking day, Mr. Rogers. Why do
you
always have to fucking talk to me?
You can bring that blood by me. I already have the HIV antibodies."
Seriously?
That's true. Mr. He had
Rogers.
HIV once.
Mr. Rogers.
So he can't catch it again.
Yeah, he doesn't need the HIV vaccine.
I'm going to be the gay guy that's taking ivermectin to prevent HIV. So throwing out all my prep and barebacking. I've got ivermectin.
Anyway, so
yeah, why don't we have more gay... conspiracy theorists.
They do. You just, it's impossible. There's no way that you would ever be able to hear from them.
Why?
Why?
Because that would have, because it doesn't fit into people's brains. Because everyone's got
fits into my brain, dude.
Everyone's got these little peg hole brains.
Not me. I'm open to everything.
Like, well, the gay one does. Same reason you don't hear about the anti-vax BLM protests.
Mm-hmm. We hear about it.
No, well, I hear about it and I tell you about it against your wishes.
No, I'm
well,
never,
that's because you're part
I
of
I love information.
You said, I already told you my wishes. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Wish number two.
Chocolate river.
Decadence.
That is
absolute
true.
Absolute mm-hmm. decadence. I want silk that perhaps is made out of strawberries.
Yes.
No, just regular silk.
A team of Oompa Loompas assisting you in
but
your
they have fat
acquisition.
Tits.
Acquisition of chocolate, mm-hmm. but they have fat tits.
I want fat-titted Oompa Loompas.
Green hair, red faces, fat tits.
Yeah. I would fuck a fat-titted Oompa Loompa.
It would be great if Apple had...
Without question.
Apple. Tim Cook dies, and then they have Tim Cookie, like a fat CEO.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's like, the new iPhone is made out of chocolate.
Yeah.
It costs $15,000. Everyone's cheering.
Hell yeah.
All the nerds are lining up for the new one.
The benefit is you can slowly eat it, so by the time the new iPhone comes out, you've already run out. You need a new. We're rethinking the term candy bar phone.
How are they getting away with this iPhone 13? It looks exactly like the 12.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the deal for the last fucking.
Yeah, what are you talking about? They're all exactly the same.
The 11 looks different from the 12.
Not really, bro.
The 11 is like curved at least.
Not really.
The 12 is squared.
Literally, Apple has been.
It's all the same bullshit.
Like almost a decade now.
Yeah, if it was not for iMessage, I would have gotten a fucking. Yeah,
that's literally the only thing that's locked everybody in is iMessage. Every other piece of shit, every other product they have is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been a Mac guy since I was fucking in high school. The next computer I get will be a PC.
I thought you have a PC.
But I mean my next laptop. I have a
next
PC.
Laptop,
yeah, my desktop's a PC.
Yeah.
All my Zoom podcasting happens on a fucking PC, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Personal computer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
A penisole. Computer.
Ooh, how about that?
No, that sucks.
That's
I hate
me.
That,
don't
dude.
Don't bully your cat, dude. Stop bullying.
He's putting his finger in a cat's ear.
That's gross, dude.
She also feels bad.
She likes it. Look.
She is actually snuggling up to you more.
Mm-hmm. But she's a fucking... Because you're doming her.
She's
horny. Mad.
Desperate for love.
It's called sunning. And young everywhere are doing it.
Sunning each other?
Yeah. They're calling it sunning. And young... are doing it to each other, jamming up the education system. I was finna do my homework, and then some came by and sunned me, and now I can't do my homework.
What did he say to you?
He called me a bitch.
Yeah. Classic.
Educators are wondering what they can do to refocus young and get them back on track.
Okay, Charlotte, we really can't have you saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't be writing
news.
Your own copy on
just
the news.
It's broadcast news.
Just read the teleprompter.
Albert Brooks is like, I really think this story could go somewhere. I really want to produce this segment.
That movie.
Sally Fields is like, will this make a man love me?
I haven't seen
will
it.
I finally
that
be able
movie
to
is like one of those first half great, second half boring.
Mm-hmm.
Type of movies.
Kind of like your dick.
A lot
it's
of
actually, it's a bad movie.
A lot of James L. Brooks movies are first half pretty good.
Who's James L. Brooks?
The guy that made that
James
movie.
L. Brooks, that you know from The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Also the director and writer of Broadcast News.
Wait, Broadcast News, is that the one where the guy's head explodes?
No. What?
Isn't there a movie about news?
You're thinking of Scanners.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of the movie Scanners.
Scanners.
Directed by
that to do with the news.
Young... David Cronin.
No. Isn't
you know
there a movie
that Canadian
where some
David.
Guy's like, I'm not going to take it anymore?
That his head fuck? Doesn't
that's
explode.
That's
network.
You've combined network
and
scanners.
That's not from the
I'm
movie.
Mad as hell. And I'm
I thought the guy's head exploded anymore. In that movie.
You're literally thinking of Scanners.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to watch Scanners recently, but I didn't.
It's called Scanning, and young everywhere are getting into it.
Their young, heads are exploding.
Young Canadian are getting into scanning each other in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You're watching
doing
Channel 7 Hard R News.
Just read the teleprompter. That wow.
Okay, I love you. Oh my god.
Hard news.
Hard beep news. And you know Although I won't be in Toronto, I will be this week in Phoenix tomorrow when you're hearing this. And actually today when this
Toronto
comes out.
Toronto of Arizona.
Today when this comes out, there's a hot Pantheon to go to.
All right.
And I'll be in Phoenix this weekend, 14th to the 16th.
Actually, he's going to be in Phoenix.
I will not be in Phoenix.
Penis-stare-zona.
I'll be...
Penis-staring.
I will not be in Penis-stare-zona from the 14th to the 16th.
He's going
to
be doing an hour on stage, silently, just staring
at a guy's cock.
Stop going on stage, everybody clapping, it dies down. He's like, thanks, guys, for coming out. You know, I was fine. And then he just notices some guy's bulge in the front row. And he just goes...
start licking my lips.
He just goes catatonic and he's drooling. And it's like 20 minutes, and people are like, stop, are you okay? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just
anyways,
do my act.
But breakfast is, what was I saying?
And then Madison. I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin from the 21st to the 23rd.
Dude, you know what you should do is
and
halfway
Detroit
through.
And Columbus.
Halfway through your set, start plugging your dates in other cities on stage.
No, I like doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And then Detroit and Columbus, and then New Orleans. And then also I'll be doing an hour here in New York City as part of the New York Comedy Festival at Gotham on November 10th.
And I tell you, if you want T-shirts for the holiday season, you want gifts, you got to order them now because I'm fed up with the print shop and I'm going to switch to another print shop. And so the store will obviously have to be down for a while and you know, you want to get the orders in now.
So you get those in.
Somebody who owns a print shop emailed me and I will email them back. And it's sort of first come, first serve. For a business that does about $400,000 a year in gross revenue. So there's money.
So you hear that? Nick's making too much money. Buy your T-shirts at stavi.biz/shop.
Well, it's evidence that the T-shirts are better.
I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, we all want to support equally. I know this
their
is a socialist
union,
podcast.
They're union shirts.
As is this. As are mine.
No, they're not.
Yeah, huh? How do you know that?
Because I asked.
Who?
I emailed the check.
What check?
I emailed the check? I talked to the guy at the fucking... I talked to the guys over there at the place.
Where is it? Where's the place?
I called him up, and I asked
What's
him.
What's his name?
I fucking spoke to him already,
I don't think you
pal.
Did, pal.
You're asking me these
I don't
questions.
Think you did, chief.
You're over here asking questions like I'm some kind of, like, you know, like this is fucking 20 questions over here.
That's true. I am
listen,
doing that.
Listen, guys, people don't listen
Look,
to this
the important thing is Phoenix this weekend, Madison next weekend, Pantheon today, fucking Detroit, Columbus, New Orleans, Tampa, Boston. It's all happening, folks. And I don't want to give anything away. We might be adding a little L.A. date in December, so keep your little fucking ears open for that, motherfucker. But yeah, stavi.biz/tour, stavi.biz/merch or shop or some shit to help, you know, buy my mother a nice Christmas gift. Actually, if you know what a good mixer is, I'm going to buy my mom a couch and I'm going to buy her a new stand mixer. If anybody has
a
good
gift, just get the KitchenAid stand mixer. I got a nice gift for your mom.
It's the standard. It's like the Vitamix.
Get the KitchenAid.
Is it the best one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best
one. Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to get her the best one.
Yeah, get the KitchenAid one.
Get that one.
You know what you should do?
Get it with the pasta attachment.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if you have a Costco membership.
I do.
Then get it. Yeah, get it there.
Really?
Yeah.
I want the Cadillac. Nothing's too good for my mama.
Well, the unit itself is like the same pretty much. I think they only have like two sizes, but when you get it at Costco, you get like the bundle attachments. I fucked up buying the Vitamix. Buying any kind of vacuum, that's the shit you always want to buy. If you're going to get like one of the nice ones, that's the shit you always want to buy.
You get anything goes wrong, take it back.
Not only that, but it comes with all the shit.
It's always a bundle pack.
Yeah. And I will also say, for the record, I already got a very nice gift for your mother.
What did you get her?
Well, I'm in the market for a new mother. So.
He bought her a vacuum.
I got her the Jewish son she's
Listen,
always been
dude,
dreaming of.
Look, my mom is more than happy. You want to ever come over... Eat a pastry. Tell somebody your problems. My mom will absolutely no joke. I know this started as a bit. You're always welcome to come get a big hug from Lil V.
We went out for lunch with George one day. Maybe Nick was there too. Nick Halkius was there too.
Yes,
but I think I went in for the hug after lunch, and I got to tell you,
incredible.
It felt really nice to
hug.
She's
one of the best huggers of all time.
She's
a big pair of tits.
They're nice mom titties.
Your mom. Has a very nurturing pair of breasts.
They're calling her Mrs.
They
Stavros.
Weaned me, bro. You know those are some big fat ones, dude.
Dude.
If they survived breastfeeding me,
Venetia, if you're listening, I would love to hug you again.
Dude, you're always welcome to get a hug.
I'm Venetia to suck my dick.
No, you need to watch your tone. That doesn't even make sense.
And teens are saying it.
No one is saying it.
What kind of teens, you ask? Young.
No, they're not.
All over the Chicago school district.
Chicago? They know my mom in Chicago.
They know her, and they know her well.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime, Adam.
So her gift is a kind of more of a gift for myself.
Yeah, it's just for men.
It's just for men.
Is it a picture of you having sex with guys? I'll take your silence as a yes.
Oh, you were asking me.
No.
Okay, I love you. I love you too, Jackie.
That's my answer.
Thanks, man.
You know, I love that too. He's like a Hong Kong, Beijing agitator now.
He's pro Hong Kong?
He's pro Beijing.
What? But he's from Hong Kong.
I know, but he's pro.
You gotta go CCP. Smart move, Jackie.
It's gonna be great.
He joined the Yankees, dude.
It's gonna be great.
He joined the Yankees.
That'd be like me stop rooting for the Orioles to fucking root for the Yankees. Fuck the Yankees.
He grew up in Beantown and Southie Projects. And now he's playing first base for the Yanks.
It'd be great if like China just goes in.
Fuck the Red Sox too.
Decimates Taiwan. In like 6 months.
By Jackie Chan doing karate.
Yeah, goes in there.
Jackie Chan, he's going to
kills the whole army.
He's going to do one of those fake drunk things, right? People are going to be like, oh, Jackie, stumbling. You drunk again.
Yeah.
And nothing is done about it. I would love to see that. And I'm not saying that just despite the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, it's none of our damn business. Mm-hmm. But good for China. Mm-hmm. China should be unified.
Look, you set yourself up as, we know where you're fleeing.
Yeah.
Once the Great War comes.
Fleeing. Never. That's a disgusting word. I would never flee anything. I'm making a choice.
He's defecting.
I'm emigrating for better opportunities.
Yep. And we will be seeing Nick.
Moving to the Lower East Side of China and starting the white guy community. Lower East Side of China.
Yeah, you're going to have
my laundry across.
Like, you're going to have a fruit cart.
I'm selling dog meat.
Yeah.
Like the Chinese meat. Like, oh, business is not so good. I can't put food on the table for
these Chinese have us living in the worst
living in Lower East Side China tenements trying to sell dog meat to these Chinese, but
12 white men to a room, it's disgusting.
Yeah, dude. Everybody watching NFL games on their little ass TVs, everybody huddling around.
I would love that, dude. I would love to be an American refugee living in China in the Lower East Side of China.
Lower East Side of China.
Change your name to Fiveville.
Yeah.
Fuckville. That's my name.
Fuckville.
Fuckville gets head.
The Saul Bellow of China.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Bellow is awesome.
Yeah, because they can't say it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would do. We would move over there and choose names.
Everybody's named Larry. And
yeah. Larry
Laurenzio.
Lorello. Yeah, my name is Larry Lorello. The Chinese cops being like, give me your paper. Let me see your paper. And you're like,
I'm Lawrence Rollo.
Your funeral, pal. And you hand it to him. And then it's like in Scanners.
Yeah.
His head just fucking pops, the cop's head.
I think you're thinking of Network News.
I'm thinking of Network.
Network.
Like,
News.
Issa Rocco, the movie Network.
Yeah.
His head bro up when he lead the name. Mm-hmm. he lead the name of his head bro up.
Yeah, I'm going to watch all those movies. So Broadcast News is just a bullshit movie then?
Broadcast News is gay. It's not
the
a good
first
movie.
Act is a watchable movie. You know what his best movie is? I'll go on the record as saying
Please.
This.
Please.
Spanglish. Love that movie.
Oh, that guy made Spanglish?
He made Spanglish, too.
That never looked good to me. And that came out when I was fully 100% an Adam Sandler.
I watched it
I watched it
with my parents at home.
And I also wanted to fuck Penelope Cruz
that
as
was a
everyone
blockbuster
does.
Night.
How about Adam demand her to give me pussy? And instead of Adam Sandler, it's Adam Demandler.
Adam Demandler to give me pussy.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a fucking gun.
Let me get some pussy. I'm getting
horny. Give me pussy. I'll kill you.
I will come here. Have
a pussy.
I'm going to rip it.
Give me the pussy.
Give me the pussy. I'll kill you. Yeah, that's good.
He does the yelly and
Adam
he does the baby.
Adam demandler for some pussy.
Demandler. Demandler pussy.
My mama said, I think it's a pussy.
You can do it.
Commit rape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That we should get all the guys back for an anti-vaccine pro-rape. Murderer's Row, dude. We got Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider would 100% be there.
Yeah. Adam Sandler.
I don't think
Spade,
Adam Sandler.
We got to get Spade in the mix.
Jim Brewer would be there.
Yeah.
That guy that talks like this.
You know that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy's
that
awesome.
Guy.
Yeah, that guy fucking rules.
If you want pussy, you just got to rape a girl. Yeah. You just got to take it.
We get Grandma's Boy Guy.
Grandma's Boy Guy, yeah.
No one knows that guy's name. I don't even think he has a name.
Who, the guy who played the boss?
No, the main guy in Grandma's
Nick
Boy.
Nick Swartzen?
No,
also,
not Nick Swartzen.
Nick Swartzen's a secondary character, but he's also invited.
Who's the main guy in Grandma's Boy?
The Grandma's Boy.
Nick Swartzen?
It's no, not Nick Swartzen. Nick Swartzen lives with his parents in a race car bed in that movie.
Yes. No, but the guy's naked.
The guy in the loincloth.
The naked.
Oh,
guy.
The loincloth.
Oh,
is
that's his psych. No, that's what I was thinking of, but you're right. There's another guy.
The loincloth
guy. He was gay in Big Daddy.
He was gay in Big Daddy, right? And in another movie, he had a big cock.
Okay. I don't remember that.
He was like pissing next to Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler was like, whoa. He was like maybe his girlfriend's
nice
ex-boyfriend.
Cock.
And he was like, hey, it's a very nice penis.
And the movie's brought to you by Cushy Dreams.
Yes, it is.
Which, Adam, you want to rifle through that stack of papers over there?
Cushy Dreams are chewable tablets.
Appreciate the beauty of autumn.
It was nice. I got off the plane yesterday and I was like, ooh, it's fall out this bitch. Mm-hmm. I had a real cozy day, got some apple cider.
Cushy Dreams, smoke your CBD because you can.
Come on, man. That's the closer.
No, that's their slogan.
You're blowing it.
You open it with a slogan, you close it with the slogan.
You don't. No, you
yes,
save it
you
at the
do.
End for effect.
Listen.
Especially a slogan that good. You don't want to blow your wad.
The slogan's coming back.
all right. Listen, I don't want to fucking.
Joe Slogan.
Joe Slogan.
Joe Slogan. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I tell you what, man. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could have it your way.
You got a lot of guys, you know, a lot of guys in this league. They'll look at you in the eye, and they'll tell you, "Ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it." I'm Joe Slogan.
That's good.
They're saying, you know, should you get the vaccine? Yeah, if you're in a higher risk group, certainly. But if you're under the age of 40 and you're an athlete, you're in shape, then we'll leave the light on for you. You know what I'm
then
saying.
When you're here, you're family.
We got the meats.
Yeah.
Where's the beef? I'll tell you where it is in these mystery experimental vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you what, brother. We got Milo Yiannopoulos on the show, and he is one double A beep beep MCO, if you know what I'm talking about.
Double A.
Yeah. I can't believe we haven't done that before. Listen,
we have.
Cushy Dreams.
For sure.
Did I do it?
Yes.
And then Adam just copied it right now?
I just said double A,
so.
Beep, beep, yeah. MCO, and then you remember that the you could also beep.
There's 100% chance Nick's done that before.
That's a famous
this
slogan.
Is so funny, because now I'm like, I'm in a debilitated state. I have dementia. I don't remember anything. And like the notebook, Adam's just reading me my own jokes back to
but
me.
Pretending
he came up with all of
them. And it's romantic. And it's a Nicholas Sparks romance. It's romantic.
I'm in a wheelchair with an
and
afghan
it's romantic.
Pulled up to my neck, and I'm just scared, and I'm like, I don't remember anything.
And yeah. I'm
you wrote all these jokes.
You loved me because I was the funniest guy you'd ever met.
Yeah,
Nick.
And I kiss you. I kiss you. You mean
you're like now? Give me the fucking the
you mean
give me your private crypto keys.
You I'm mean like, I sucked remember. A regular horse's penis, and then you start crying, and then I kiss you. That is our.
No, that's
that
a classic
the end of our lives.
That's a
classic
class,
Moldog. Okay, they specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a. bud, pre-roll
I love
and pre-roll
bud.
Joints. And there are two options for those. You get a 0.5 roll pre-roll, or you get a 3.5 vacuum sealed. Okay, you didn't have to yawn. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, I'm yawning because of out of pleasure.
Okay, Well, I do that too sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they do a 3.5 vacuum seal.
Why don't you maybe do it this way?
Okay. Join the group of
adults. No, it sounds way bad when you do it.
Okay.
You don't commit enough.
I'm not as
you
good
you make
as
it as by not doing
it. By not doing it good enough. It's I know.
You have to want to it. You have to want it as bad as you want to.
Nick is honoring.
To kiss a baby mama.
Yeah, Nick is honoring the
culture. He's honoring Desi culture.
To lay down a beautiful baby girl.
Similar to how Justin Trudeau...
And to was, honoring was honoring a genie culture.
Black genie culture.
Black genie culture.
That guy fucking rocks,
love,
dude.
To kiss and love a baby girl.
It's and guess so what, funny. Guys? How much you can join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD, and it ships to all 50
I hate
states
yeah. Fuck vapes. Fuck gummies. Fuck that kind of shit. I'm a fucking man. I smoke my fucking CBD.
And I don't say this to a lot of people, but I'm on fucking probation, and I don't like breaking the law. And you can legally get this stuff in the mail.
That's right.
There is no... I have an ankle bracelet on right now. So
Adam
suck
was charged
your penis because you can.
Adam was charged with voyeurism at the Planet Fitness men's locker room, which he was allowed to be in, but he was looking so hornily, it was a crime.
Adam was in the men's bathroom at the YMCA, and he had a pair of binoculars that were cartoonishly extended with they had like rickety wheels on the end, and they were facing out of the window from the bathroom at the boys' school about a mile away.
No, I was in the ladies' locker room
masturbating,
looking through the porky's hole at the
fellas. The guys, yeah.
And what I got in trouble for was being in the ladies' locker
room. And you're like,
Your
Honor, I'm gay.
Your Honor, I was being gay. Your Honor.
The trial of a century.
The trial of a century. Arrested for being in the ladies' locker room, but defending himself.
The prosecutor's like, well, then we'll put him in jail for being gay. Yeah. Like, but you didn't charge him with that. It's double jeopardy.
It's double jeopardy. And that is what that movie should have been about. Mm-hmm. It
have
looks like high quality.
Have you seen that movie anytime recently?
No, I haven't
seen
it.
It's really
since
fucking
it came
bad,
out.
Dude. Yeah. It's very funny to watch.
But do they fuck?
Morgan Freeman?
No, fucking Tommy Lee Jones and.
Morgan Freeman?
And Morgan Freeman.
That would be hot, dude.
Put it in my ass. Put it in my mouth. Put it in my ear. I want you to fuck every hole on my body.
I wanted you to fuck every hole on my body.
I can't do Tommy Lee Jones. It's who that was supposed to be.
You're good at
that. Was Tommy Lee Jones?
You do,
I can't
do the end of
I
no
can't
country
hear
well.
His voice in my head, so I don't know what, like...
But you can,
to do him.
It looks like high-quality marijuana. It feels like high-quality marijuana, and guess what? It tastes like high-quality marijuana.
I love that.
The CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the game.
Holy fuck.
The attention to detail is noticeable in every single beautiful flower you're getting. You're smoking your CBD. It is the most efficient and quickest way to deliver a CBD into your system. So don't shoot it up. Don't eat some fucking candies
like
fucking
a
baby.
What are you, a little fucking
don't
girl?
Don't vape it like you're some sort of fag. It does not get you high.
I'm vaping.
Yeah, that's what you sound like when you don't.
I'm vaping.
I love vaping.
When
I
you
love
don't buy fucking CBD from the people that give us money, that's what you sound
like. It does
like.
Not get you high. There is next to no THC.
It makes you feel nice.
But it makes you feel real noise. I'm bringing back saying noise, guys.
No, you're not.
You never said it.
I used to say noise a lot.
Right,
I'm going to test this out for a couple of weeks. Just say noise. Noise. Anyway.
You
independent
can't do
lab
it.
Testing shows the compliance and purity. It's grown in California and Oregon,
God.
And that's where the best shit comes from.
Legalize.
And each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts that are all legal immigrants, I am sure. alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things. Don't forget that.
Like pole.
It mixes well with other things. Each batch is
slow cured.
Like
pole.
Psst, like pole. Psst, like pole. Like cock. There are three
pole.
Lines. Private, ultra premium, and premium, which are indoor, outdoor. There are also three experiences that for your desired effects. And those are relax, peace, create, hustle, energy, dream. I like to mix them all up.
I'm a relax. I'm a dream guy.
I like to mix them all up. Make a nice salad of them. And open up my tear dye. Also, the three
your turd eye, the, your asshole.
Yeah, my turd eye, my brown hole. They're pre-roll CBD joints that also come in all those different flavors. So go to cushydreams.com, spelled K-U-S-H-Y dreams, at checkout. Use promo code cumtown for 20% off your first order. Smoke your CBD because you came.
Wow.
And that's
landed the plane with grace.
And that is how Sully landed.
I had a cushy dream.
Martin Luther King's favorite kind of CBD.
It was what Martin
I had a cushy dream.
Used to chief
that one day
in Selma, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. White fucking kids and black kids get high together
on fake weed.
Now let's hear from Towley.
Hey, black people! It's pro racism. Pretty fucked up.
Racism's bad, isn't it?
The fucking crossover of the century.
Yeah, I'm a Towley.
Towley and fucking
MLK Jr. Uh-huh. And I'm a fucking Towley.
Man, Towley was awesome, man.
They brought him back.
Really?
Dude, I watched one of the newer South Parks.
Is it funny still?
They've rebranded the show where it's just called Integrity Farms or whatever, and it's like it's about Randy's weed farm.
Oh, yeah, Randy goes into weed now.
Wait, South Park is
not... Yeah, South Park is just called Integrity. I mean, it's called South Park, but Integrity, like the show starts off and the intro is just Integrity Farm. I mean, I barely pay attention to anything, so I'm just confused as to what's happening.
There might have just been one episode.
It's still funny or no?
It was a couple episodes.
Oh, interesting.
It's still funny.
They still got it.
They got Towley?
They got Towley. Towley is his business partner.
I thought they were going to make him join the Towley band.
Oh, Towley, I'm high.
That's an awesome
great
character.
Dude, what?
And then also Mr. Duke. What was the fucking piece of shit's name?
Mr. Dookie, the Christmas poo. Mr. Hankey.
Mr. Hankey,
Christmas poo. Yeah.
I love him and he loves me.
He loves you.
Those characters were originally supposed to be ironic or some shit.
I don't know.
I think they were perfect for children because I was in fourth grade with that shit.
Well, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I think that was all because that was like the first episode is Mr. Hankey.
That's the first episode of South Park?
Yeah, it's early on. So that was like, they were probably both like probably 13 and 14 years old when they wrote that.
Nice.
Yeah, because the show's been on since they were in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're actually around our age.
They're about our age. It is wild how,
yeah, season one, episode 9.
You can check in that show, and it's still good for a laugh here and there.
Yeah.
I guess because it didn't have, the kind of precipitous decline that The Simpsons did.
And Family Guy.
Well, it's been the same guys the whole time.
It's been the same guys the whole time, but it's just, it's impressive how much... You know, there's like 30 seasons of that show.
And I think they've been fairly immune to, sorry to bring up this term, but cancel culture.
Well, it's because it's the only show that is worth the shit on, and that Viacom has it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're really still allowed to go there. Respect to them.
Yeah, and they actually do, too, because the one episode I watched are just like shitting all over China. Yeah. I mean, it's not even like it's. Not, it's funny because you remember talking about like the Chappelle thing, which I didn't watch and I barely know what people are mad about. But if because the South Park has been consistent where they are I guess you call it a libertarian show to a certain extent, but certainly about caring about free speech if you do within the context of comedy. It's like the biggest threat really is the degree in which companies are beholden to the fucking government of China now. I mean, it's the fucking Marvel shit. The NBA shit is insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like fucking
from
truly
last year?
Wild.
Daryl Morey?
The most chilling thing I've seen in the last couple of years with regards to speech is just that John Cena video where him speaking fluent Mandarin and apologizing for saying that Taiwan was not a part of China.
Wait, that's real?
Yeah, you haven't seen that?
No, I haven't.
I thought that was a joke. I saw John Cena
on the show.
I thought it was like a deep fake of somebody with John Cena's
face.
No,
this is real.
That's real, dude.
Oh no, I did not know about this.
Yeah. Does he know how to speak Chinese?
I guess he must.
They had to fucking teach him it.
Yeah, he had to fucking apologize for
Wow, that sucks.
What did he say? So sorry.
Yeah, he's like, ni hao, you cannot see me at Ching Chong. you cannot see me at Ching Chong.
That's
I think that was our buddy Shane Gillis. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe, I mean, I wouldn't know if it was a deep fake or not, I guess. But yeah,
I just assumed that.
Yeah, no, they were shitting all over, you know, China, which is good.
Yeah.
Which I thought you were pro.
I am pro China, but it's also, you know, if I've abandoned caring about free expression anymore.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. If people don't want it, being pro China.
Sex with guys.
Survival. That should be your number one priority, mm-hmm. is being a weasel and figuring out
like
where...
Like a rat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a little rat. Well, whereas me, I'm a fat little fucking chipmunk. I'm cute. I'm a cuter little weasel, and I'm probably be having too good a time to jump on the right ship because I'm eating little nuts the whole time, and I'm getting little chipmunk pussy.
You're a pig being fucked by...
I am not a pig.
You are. You're a pig. You've had your hooves removed.
No.
And you're being used for sexual pleasure by the Chinese army.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
And they would have people to fuck, thank you very much. They wouldn't fuck pigs.
Now they have a pig that they fuck.
And it's not me. We're using rodent analogies. You're a little rat that survives.
And you're a pig.
I'm a fat little chipmunk.
What am I?
You're a gay or rat.
You're a Jewish person. We told you, we're using rodent analogies.
You're a mouse. Okay. I say I'm a chipmunk, Nick's a rat, you're a mouse. Nick says I'm a pig, you're a Jew. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, he loves me, I love you.
God, that shit used to hit so hard.
Should we just play an episode of South Park for the last half
of
the
episode? Oh my God, of course we should.
Through the speaker, though.
你好，中国，就是赵西呢。
What the fuck?
比如说，现在，在速度与激情中，有很多采访。Is
that real?
所以在一个采访，
this sucks.
He's speaking perfect Chinese.
No, it's not.
所有人问我，He
is doing a weird like thing with his voice.
如果我可以用中文。 What
is he remembering how to speak Chinese?
I think he already spoke Chinese.
No.
What
way.
The fuck?
No, he just memorized some
shit.
Yeah,
John Cena is very sorry for saying Taiwan is a country.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
John Cena speaks Chinese.
I think he's just remembering it. That's how I did with my bar mitzvah portion. I don't know the words I was saying.
Yeah, but
I
you
just
don't
remembered
have to speak
the sounds.
John Cena for...
Let me see.
It says that he learned Mandarin while he was in the WWE to help the company's quest to break into the Chinese market.
Wow.
That's wild.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah. That should have been a part of the movie The Wrestler. That should have been his comeback.
Yeah.
Is that Randy the Ram learns Chinese? I taught myself this fucking chink language so we could go big in China. And then maybe I could get my fucking daughter back.
Damn,
bah, 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 bah.
I'm gonna watch that to beat off to Marissa Tomei.
Bah, 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 bah.
Especially, that's a great movie.
It really is.
Bah, bah. Let's listen to Quiet Riot for the last time.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay.
I had a big Quiet Riot phase.
Yeah, everybody did. It's called being a teenager.
I don't think everybody did, man. Mm-hmm. Adam, do you have a Quiet Riot phase?
No, I was listening to Bach's Concertos.
Shut the fuck up.
No, of course I listened to that shit, dude.
Did you?
That shit slapped. That shit ruled.
I guess I just guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My friends were into gay emo shit, or they were into like
hardcore. I was also into that.
Or they were black people, so nobody, I really didn't have any friends. I felt like very unique in having a fucking Quiet Riot phase, but mm-hmm. I guess I was just having the white American teenager's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember there was like probably like 15 years ago, it was on New Year's, Quiet Riot played the Old Town Brewery in Gaithersburg.
Oh, fuck. No, sad. Dude.
Yeah.
Holy
they probably played
shit.
Like stadiums in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been to the Old Town Brewery, but
I have. Yeah. Didn't Irwin used to do a show there?
Did he?
Think so.
I don't know, maybe. But, you know, it's not, it's like barely a venue.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's fucking
well,
brutal.
Well, it's nice.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different place.
I remember they had
Girls Rock Your Boys.
They had,
girls!
fuck you,
that
boys.
Place. That place, like, changed Thank ownership you. So many times. It was like a bunch of different restaurants, Come but they had a.
Was maybe one of them called Smokers or some shit?
Growlers.
Growlers.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
Yeah, Growlers was the name of it for a while.
So, yeah, I have been there. I did an open mic there.
Yeah, they had.
So, me and Quiet Riot have performed the same
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember seeing that at the time and being like, that can't be right. Fucking Quiet.
Damn,
yeah.
I didn't realize that the vocalist's name was Jizzy Pearl.
No, wow. It's not spelled J-I-Z-Z.
I swear to God.
Jizzy Pearl?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, suck my dick.
Jizzy Pearl. Real name, James Wilkinson, is an American
this
vocalist.
This is great. What languages does John Cena speak? English, Mandarin, Chinese.
That's awesome.
Good yeah, for him.
To only speak two languages is very funny.
Why? I only speak two languages.
To only speak two languages, and one of them is Chinese, and you're John Cena.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd think he would speak Italian or French or something.
You gotta suck my fucking little
oh,
dick.
So the original singer was Kevin Dubrow, who died of cocaine overdose, and then then they had to call in Jizzy Pearl.
Oh, yeah, Jizzy Pearl.
They had to go to the bullpen. They had to go to the
badass.
What, now I'm mad I didn't go to that show at the Old Town
you
Brewery.
You fucked up, bro.
That show would have rocked.
Axe grinder, aisle driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her. Got no brains, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain. I'm like a laser. Six-string razor. I got a mouth like an alligator. I want it louder. More power. I'm gonna rock it till it strikes.
Oh, Mack Weldon, dude. I don't know what happened. Mack Weldon is brought to you by some Cushy Dreams.
Dude, it was just getting good.
I know. Adam, do you want to get the do us a favor and get your little piece of paper out. Adam, do you want to get your little piece of paper out?
Well, I was reading about the death. All right, I was reading about the death. Yes, I do.
Wait, hold on. Wait, there's an echo, I think.
Hang your head. Bang.
There we go.
Okay. Here we are.
I fixed it.
Very good work.
Mack Weldon, brought to you by Def Leppard.
All right, Mack Weldon. Is this the...
Hurry up, you're running out of time.
Nick, is this the appropriate
yes.
copy?
Yeah.
That date?
I printed it out.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, yeah, brother.
You're a busy guy. Stop thinking about what you wear and just embrace the radically efficient Mack Weldon
daily wear system. Best song
to
smoke cigarettes.
And smoke some fucking cigs. The daily wear system is a selection of clothes rooted in smart design, made with performance fabric and built to work together. Sustainable t-shirts and polos, stylish button-ups and shorts, underwear and beyond. Mack Weldon makes it easy for you to dress for work, leisure, and play, or wherever your summer or autumn, I guess in this case, takes you.
Too late.
Adam, is there a reason you stopped doing your job?
It was too loud.
We probably shouldn't have copyrighted songs over the ads.
So there are plenty
of copyrighted songs. You think these guys are punk rock, dude? You
no,
think
dude, they never copyrighted
you
shit.
You think that these a couple of cool punk rockers like Def Leppard would go after yeah, somebody?
One of the most punk bands ever.
Would go after somebody for something as cool as including their music in a read for men's underwear?
They're badass, dude.
We're part of Too Late for Love.
That's many true. Of Mack right. Weldon's products are some of our favorites. Stavros, are you I wearing a pair them. Right now?
I'm actually not today. I'm free balling.
He's free balling
but
today.
But usually I do wear Mack Weldon's, and I got to say they hug my cock like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Guess what I got?
Nick's got him on right now. He's got a big pube sticking out of him.
No, that's a thread from my pants.
I know, but I was, you know. That's my pants. I thought for comedic effect.
Falling apart because they're not made by Mack Weldon.
That's right.
They're made by Levi's. And
you can see Nick's little ass cock through his jeans, but not his underwear.
Here's
somehow.
The nice thing about Mack Weldon. All the clothes are designed to work together.
I tell you.
I love
I'm a
that.
One brand type of guy. Because mm-hmm. you know that if you
me
buy
too.
All,
it used to be Gucci.
If you buy all Mack Weldon, everything's going to go together.
Yes, sir.
Everything's going to match. I'm not going to get be caught wearing a fucking Aeropostal pair of pants and then a limited two t-shirt.
No.
That would be humiliating and embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That's why I am draped in all designer. And that designer
yep.
is Mack Weldon.
Yep.
You know, for the ultimate lazy Sunday, I like to wear their ace sweatshorts.
Their asexual sweatshorts.
Which are mm-hmm. ace sexual.
Yeah.
And they've
they're
been
perfect if you're not getting pussy or cock, but it's your choice.
They're ultra soft and ultra upgraded Pima tees, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And those pair perfectly with the ace sweatshorts. And for weekend travels, both near and far, they have silver knit polos and radius shorts that
I
are
love
perfect
that.
For the high tech, highly packable, that are the perfect high-tech, highly packable combo. So, for some time, with the Mack Weldon Daily Wear System, for 20% off your first order, you visit mackweldon.com/cometown20. You enter the promo code cometown20. That's mackweldon.com/cometown20. Promo code cometown20 for 20% off Mack Weldon. Radically efficient.
Why don't you talk
wardrobing.
About the website and how easy it is to log on?
The website is incredibly easy to log on to. You can put in www.mackweldon.com. You could also search Mack Weldon into your
Google.
Preferred search browser, Google, whatever it may be.
What else do you think it might be? Safari?
Bing, whatever. The Safari.
Is there a different one people use these days?
DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo, Alta Vista.
That's the search engine you have to use if you want to look up fucking misinformation.
Oh,
Duck,
really?
DuckDuckGo?
Yeah. They
so don't go
Duck,
there.
Duck, if you Google like vaccines on DuckDuckGo.
The only
like,
place you'll find the truth is DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Too late. Too late. And once again, rest in peace to Kevin Dubrow, the original singer
of Quiet Riot.
Of the band Quiet Riot, who overdosed on cocaine.
Why don't you look up Def Leppard and see if we can email them and get them on the show?
Okay,
that would be awesome.
I'm gonna look. I'm gonna Google right now.
Well, they had that
Def
one
Leppard
guy. What's his
email.
Name? Brett LeGenre mm-hmm. from the Jackass series.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, Bam,
Mr. Jackass himself. Yeah, we had that guy. We should get more guys that like you know for the kids. We're trying to break into a younger audience. So we figured
Gen
we should get
Z
stuff
kind
like
of crossover.
Def Leppard.
Yeah, Def Leppard. You know, stuff kids are into rather than, you know, this is it's a lot of old guys that listen to this. It's, you know, yeah. The show's about, we got Dean Martin on and stuff, and mm-hmm. Steve Allen. And
yeah.
We should get Gene back.
Yeah, the comedian that's been on the show more than anybody is Dick Gregory.
And the man's a legend.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, we literally should just get Gene DiNapoli back.
Yeah.
Honestly, he is.
Gene DiNapoli and Def Leppard on the show.
Gene DiNapoli. Yeah.
And talk to Gene for a full hour. Def Leppard for 3 minutes.
Ignore them, yeah.
We had everything they wanted. We're from New York, we're Italian, and we're Elvis.
Gene is so down
fucking
to come back
statement.
On the show.
Yeah.
Hell that's
yeah.
one of the best things I've ever heard.
He's
life.
The fucking king, brother.
We had everything they wanted.
Honestly, when I met him, I was happy for like the next 3 years.
I cherished that part
he
of the
he turned
podcast.
My fucking life around.
So much more than anything else.
It was the best day, one of the best days of my entire life.
It was really funny.
Anyway, the current members are some guy named Joe Elliott, Rick Savage. I mean, these all seem like original guys. They have a guy named Phil Collin.
Phil Collins was in Def Leppard.
Not Phil Collins. Phil Collin.
Phil calling my dick and asking.
Rick Allen and Vivian Campbell on guitars and backing vocals.
Is that a bitch named Vivian or a British guy named Vivian?
I think around 30-40% of British men are named Vivian. It's a very common name.
Is Def Leppard British?
They're from Northern England. They're Yorkshire boys.
So yeah, it's a guy named Vivian.
And I believe Rick Allen, the one arm guy, is still in.
Yeah, dude, he learned how to drum with his feet. That's one of the most well known inspiring stories of all fucking time.
That guy, you know that guy, Tony Iommi, Sabbath. He's missing the tips of his fingers. He
from
can still
a butcher,
shred
a butchering accident.
And he can still shred. That's so inspirational.
That's a guy missing his fucking arm and drumming is so much more inspirational, dude.
Yeah, I guess so. They're both inspirations.
It's not even in the same stratosphere of inspiration. That's like saying a guy. Okay, there's a Jewish guy with a dick you can barely see.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Greek guy with a small but regular penis.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little inspiring that I fuck,
but it's not like drumming with one arm.
But it's not like you fucking with your like microscopic cock.
You said at first a Jewish guy.
Well, it was you. I also said a Greek guy.
Okay. Were you talking about yourself?
So I'm Tony Iommi, and you're the guy from Def Leppard when it comes to cocks.
So I guess I'm more inspirational.
You are, yeah. All right. But your dick is so much smaller.
I'll take
to be
that.
Clear.
I'll take that.
Your dick is smaller in a major way.
I'll take that.
So yeah,
and,
Mac Weldon,
if
come
you believe
down 20.
That, you can go to the phones and hit up.
No, oh yeah, call 98 Rock.
Call up 98 Rock.
Call 98 Rock and request
and
Def Leppard and
request
Black
Def
Sabbath.
Leppard and say, I think that Stavros has the bigger dick, or I think Adam has the bigger dick. Let him know what you.
Let him know that Adam's dick is an inspiration because it's so small, and request Def Leppard. And if you want to buy underwear or you want to buy basics with nice fabrics,
they got sweats, shorts, t-shirts, silver knit polos, radius shorts. They got it all.
Oh my God.
And it's all at macweldon.com/cometown20.
Oh, it's a fucking steal, honestly.
It is the best deal in America.
Without question.
Right. Too late. There was something I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. It was probably boring.
Sucking cock.
Yeah, it was about sucking cock.
You know what I watched? I had never watched in my life, except like one episode here and there. I watched Entourage.
What?
And it was really good.
You'd never watched
I've
Entourage?
I've never seen Entourage. I watched the first 6 episodes yesterday.
You got to watch the whole thing.
I'm going
dude.
To. It's so good.
I've watched the entire series, and I didn't even try to watch the entire series.
It's a very Adam type of show.
What do you mean an Adam type of show?
It's, you know, it's about friends in the entertainment industry, and that's, you know, like a young man like yourself, you're like, this is going to be us one day. We're all going to be managers and agents.
Yeah.
No.
They show you that in Hebrew school.
Various types of parasites.
They show you.
I identify personally with Vinny Chase, the leader of the pack.
No.
I am Queens Boulevard.
No.
You identify with Penis Chase.
That's true. You love to chase cock.
Yeah, you're chasing after a guy's
penis. Penis Chase is who you are.
No, I'm Vinny Chase.
Hey, Adam, that movie Snowpiercer, do you wish you were in it, but it was called Penis Sucker?
And you were the titular penis
and
sucker?
And you were the guy in the movie who has to make it to the front of the train to suck the conductor's cock?
No, I don't wish that.
Is that what you wish?
I don't wish
are
that.
Are you sure you don't wish are that?
No, not for a second if I wish that.
Hey, Adam, choo-choo. Your train's arriving.
No, it's not.
Your train's here, Adam.
I've never thought of that
before.
Yeah,
you have to create distractions until you can suck
that
the hot
is absurd.
Ed Wood's cock at the front of the train.
The movie starts off and it's a boxcar to Auschwitz.
Ed Wood.
And there's whispers.
Is that his name?
There's whispers going around.
Yes, it is.
And they're like, I think they're taking us all to a concentration camp to gas and kill us. And they're like, well, we have to figure out a way to stop the train. And Adam's like, what if somebody a guy
what
sucks
if someone
the dick?
The conductor's
sucks
dick.
The conductor's dick.
Yeah, I thought I saw where you were going with that.
And they're like, "All right, well, bon voyage," and he goes from car to car.
And he gets
doing
to the,
karate.
He gets to the
doing
next
karate.
Corner, and there's a rabbi. There's a buff rabbi at the front. He's like, "You can't go past this car unless you suck my dick first."
Seriously? Wait, the rabbi was behind the Holocaust?
And he, Ed Harris. Ed Harris.
Yeah, Ed Wood was the like B movie director guy.
There's Are you saying somebody's trying to suck the conductor's dick? That's Ed Harris.
Yeah. That sounds a lot like The Rock.
No, it's I'm Ed Harris, and I'm.
Is
I'm,
it Ed Harris at the front?
I'm Chinese. Are you saying I'm Chinese?
Isn't there somebody named Wood?
Yeah, Ed Wood was
Ed Wood. He was like a director of like bad movies.
That's not who I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of Ed Harris.
I am. But isn't there a contemporary actor named something Wood?
Elijah Wood.
No.
Rachel Wood.
Maybe.
You know that guy, Evan Rachel Wood.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably suck Ed Harris's cock.
Me?
No.
I believe you do.
Hey, Adam, did you ever wish you were in that movie Phone Booth? Instead of a phone, it's a guy's dick.
Yeah.
And he's
it's actually
and you're in there sucking on it and they're like, "Please come out," and you're negotiating with the police for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. With a cock in your mouth. You're negotiating through sign language. Yeah. So you suck cock.
The cops are trying to make me stop sucking the penis.
Yeah, that's your premise in the movie.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And they have snipers
they're
on
like
me.
The Holocaust is on the other line. And he's trying to suck it off.
Yeah. That's noble if he's trying to stop the Holocaust by sucking cock.
You think anyone ever sees an Indian woman, you know, with a bindi, like a red dot on her forehead?
Yeah.
And then like
that's called the bindi.
A bindi.
Tackles her because it thinks it's a sniper.
That sounds more racist than dot.
Bindi?
Yeah, bindi.
A bindi is the right word.
I think it sounds cute. This little bindi on her head?
In that context, yeah.
What the hell is it? You got
What is a little fucking bindi?
We got a bindi here?
A booty bindi booty. Hey, booty bindi boo.
They're called dots, all right, pal? Be a little respectful.
Bindi head does sound racist as hell.
Yeah, I mean,
so does, you know, the other option.
But, you know, I'm sure at least one time someone's just tackled an Indian woman and said, I just saved your life.
Because
I thought a sniper was trying to shoot you in the head.
Is that Simpsons joke where Bart is like a laser pointer and he's putting it on Principal Skinner's crotch? And he's like, "Oh, it seems there's a red dot on my pants. I guess the natural thing to do would be to remove them." Yeah. Pulls his pants down. Let's go ahead. Let's watch that.
Let's think about some other jokes.
Let's
from
just
the
think about
like.
What our favorite Simpsons jokes were.
You got anything, Adam?
Favorite joke?
I can't really. Nothing's really coming to mind on the spot.
I liked when Otto crashed the bus and they were on the island.
Das Bus. Great episode.
And
go banana.
Is Martin or one of? I think it's Martin. He's like, "I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's." Mm. I used to think that was really funny when I was a kid, even though I thought Arby's was delicious.
Oh, wow. So you let Hollywood media tell you how to think.
I let the Jews who wrote that episode tell me what to think of Arby's. A sandwich you could dip.
I've never had Arby's in my life.
I've had it like twice.
I thought you just said as a kid you thought it was tasty.
I had it as a kid twice, and I liked it both times.
Were you a McDonald's family?
I'm still a McDonald's fan.
Me too, bro.
I've been having McDonald's a lot recently.
Really? What's your order?
It's just fucking good. I've been ordering breakfast.
Like, you mean?
Like Uber Eating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
You
wake up one day, you want that Mac breakfast.
Just go walk and get it. How far
yeah,
is
but what if you got McDonald's. 15 minutes?
I walk past the McDonald's and they almost got a little
What if you got 15 off. Minutes?
Before what? You
before
don't have a job.
Before breakfast closes. No, I'm just saying.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And then you can just go on Grubhub and
Get
you...
Adam, you know that movie, The Ghost in the Darkness? Do you wish you were in it?
I don't know that. What's that movie?
And it's called The Dick and the Penis. Yeah.
The Dick in the Penis.
Sir Robert Beaumont, played by you, is behind schedule on a railroad to Africa.
He's enlisted noted engineer John Henry Patterson.
I've never heard of this movie.
To right the ship at Beaumont, expects results, and everything seems great until the crew discovers the mutilated penis.
What does it have to do with the dick in the penis?
It's seemingly killed by a lion.
Oh, didn't we watch that movie one time?
The Ghost
at your
Dragon?
Old place?
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lion. Who's in it?
Multipenisy.
Chris Multipenis.
Tom Wilkinson and Val Kilmer.
Or did I watch that back in the day when I first moved here?
I watched the Val Kilmer documentary recently. Very sad.
I just watched the episode of Entourage where he plays the weed guru.
Yeah. He's lost his ability to talk. He can't talk anymore.
Is he ever going to get it back?
No, he has to like cover the hole and he's ling dong ling. Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Wait, who? Sad. Val Kilmer lost the use of his voice?
Yeah.
How?
He was on tour. He wrote a one man show about Mark Twain. He was trying to finance it into like his greatest project. He thought he could tell the story of America through Mark Twain.
You know what? I'm just gonna read it myself on Wikipedia.
And then he was in Nashville one day doing the show, and he lost his voice.
He had cancer.
And it never came back.
Did he have cancer?
He found out he had cancer.
God damn! What the fuck?
And he'll never act again.
What? He might act again, but it's got to be in the role of a guy that talks like that,
or a guy that doesn't talk at all.
True. He's a good enough actor that he could pull it off.
He's a really good actor. I've always thought that he deserved that one iconic role that he never got.
You don't think he's got plenty of iconic roles?
Yeah, he never got that one starring. I think he was talented enough to.
I mean, between Heat and fucking.
He's the third build in Heat.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the second build in Top Gun. Apparently, on the set of Top Gun, because
Adam, you know the movie.
He was
Heat.
So method.
What do you think?
He
would you
was bullying Tom Cruise.
Would you want to be in a movie called
because
Meat?
Because he wanted.
It's called Meat, and it's about okay. You. You're like, I'm always 30 minutes away from sucking a guy's dick. Anywhere I go, no matter where I am.
I'm 30
in 30 minutes,
away.
I could be sucking.
I start getting horny when I feel the meat around the
when
corner.
When you feel when the meat. When you feel the meat.
My ass starts puckering up when I feel the meat around the corner.
If I'm on you, and it's between you and some other guy, I'm going to force you to suck dick at gunpoint.
You don't even have to do that. I would do it without the gun.
I would do it for free.
You wouldn't even need the gun.
Oh, really?
Now that we're out on
how about I saw you suck my cock right now?
You know, now that we're sitting here, two guys at dinner together, I think you're cute. Maybe we could have sex.
Sounds beautiful to me.
And that was a deleted scene. Yeah.
No, that's the scene from Meat.
No, that's from
which
that's
is a movie you
from
you
the original
about.
Heat.
Listen, what if we did
a movie
a secret
dream.
Ending? What if we did a
you
secret
know how we
ending?
We all dream of a movie.
You dream about a movie called Meat, oh, wait, and you want to be in it, but it's also your real life.
Bro, you know I'm only dreaming about pussy. You know, I'm only dreaming about
so,
P-U-S-S-Y.
He would bully Tom Cruise because he was mad Tom Cruise was the first on the call sheet. Is that what your story was?
No.
Yes, it was, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, no?
Wait, oh, hold sorry, on. Wait, sorry, wait, sorry. Wait. What is this? In 2021?
No,
after-
he would bully him because he wanted it to, like, he wanted Tom Cruise to hate him in the performance. So he would, like, he would bully him on set. To like piss Tom Cruise off so that their on screen chemistry would be like more real.
That's in Top Gun?
In Top Gun, yeah. And then he made up this whole story
Adam,
about
the
Ice
movie Bottom
Man.
Gun that you were in. Let's talk about it.
He made up this whole story about the Iceman, about a man whose father pushed him too hard. Like he made up a whole backstory and then he like just
yeah,
kind of brought
just,
it.
That's just good acting.
The
bro.
Guy, the, what you find out from the documentary is that this man, Val Kilmer, truly cared about the work, and he was labeled difficult to work with because he
as
really cared about what he was doing.
He was also Batman.
He was Batman, and he was very disappointed in Joel Schumacher's
Joel
Batman.
Suckcocker.
Joel Suckcocker.
He actually was gay as hell, right, Joel? Did he fuck like 1,000 guys?
He legendarily fucked the most guys of all time.
I'm not even joking. I think
it came out like 20,000.
Yeah, something like that.
Said he had sex.
Who did that?
Joel Schumacher.
Oh.
He said he had sex like 20,000 times.
Fucked 20,000 guys.
He really makes shitty movies, huh?
Bad director.
What else?
But a hell of a lover.
St. Elmo's penis, which Adam is also in.
Shut up, man.
It's me, St. Elmo.
Shut up, man.
You're in that movie.
I have a, guys, I'm Elmo, but I have a cock that looks like a man. Gordon, Adam showed up earlier and he kept digging through my fur looking for something. He pulled my legs apart and he was going through my fur looking for something.
That never happened.
Well, it sounds like you were molested, Elmo.
I was molested?
You were molested, Elmo.
I don't understand how Elmo was made into a saint.
Everybody gets molested, Elmo. You know that. I don't even remember what Gordon said. I'm thinking about Scatman Crothers from fucking The Shining.
Mm.
That's Gordon in my
mind. Gordon was the black police officer or mailman or something?
He was a bald black guy on Sesame Street.
Oh no, that was it. There's a black Street. There's a black mailman and Mr. Rogers. I'm thinking of.
It's a beautiful day to get your dick sucked. A beautiful day to get your dick sucked.
It's a beautiful day to suck penis. It's a beautiful day to suck penis. Won't you suck mine?
Won't you suck my penis?
How you doing, folks? It's Mr. Rogers after dark with your host.
Fuckly pussy.
I tell you, how about this for a bit? Instead of a trolley, it's fuck it. It's just a trolley. Who cares?
Won't you suck my penis?
Won't you suck my penis? How about this? If you ever bought a fun, ugly Christmas sweater over the last decade, you thought mm-hmm. that would be like a fun thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and kill yourself.
Whoa.
Okay. Kill yourself, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. If
you're a white woman. Mm-hmm. Over 265 pounds. You can go ahead.
You can go ahead and kill yourself.
That's a really good one.
You can go ahead.
If you're a fat white woman, you should kill yourself, basically.
No, that's Jeff Foxworthy.
Kill yourself, Jeff Foxworthy, live, one night only.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, I won't get sex.
What the fuck is the MTV Movie Awards? The audacity of MTV.
They're still doing that?
Yeah, to be like, oh, we also have an award show.
Well, they have it for the Video Music Awards.
Also disrespectful is the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
I'm intensely offended
fuck
by
those
that
kids. Fuck what those kids think. And they pick the worst shit, too. They're like, the best movie of fucking... 1992 is Short Circuit 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shut the fuck up.
Shut up, you dumbass.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Let's see some pics from the Children's Academy.
Mm-hmm. Won't you suck my penis?
Oh, here we go. The 34th Annual Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards 2021 is on March 13th. I know like six people with that birthday.
Really?
All women with eating disorders. And some of them are just fat. I don't know if they have eating disorders. They're just a little chunky.
Little chunky?
Little chunky.
Little chunky.
You know?
Have you seen that movie, The Chunky Express?
You
it's
can
about
do
my cock. It's about a bunch of big bitches on a train.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, throw a little choo-choo.
Try to get in there.
I'm trying to get in there.
Bunch
my way through some fat pussy.
A bunch of big, fun type of bitches on a train.
That sounds awesome.
It's pretty cool.
That sounds really cool.
Pretty cool, man.
I want some heavy titties in my mouth.
Right, here we go.
The Chunky Express.
These are the nominations for best movie at the Kids' Choice.
Yeah, we're going to get these assholes.
Doolittle, Hamilton, Hubie Halloween, Mulan, and Sonic the Hedgehog.
For this year.
I'm going to go out on the limb.
And the winner was... Hubie
was pretty good.
The winner was Wonder Woman 1984.
What?
Yeah.
Now, that's a bad choice.
Kids don't like that.
Yeah. Best actress was Millie Bobby Brown.
That makes sense.
Wow.
She's a kid.
To me, that's an adult.
Anne Hathaway.
To me and Drake, that is an adult.
Vanessa Hudgens, Scarlett Johansson as Mulan, or Melissa McCarthy in Superintelligence.
So what the fuck is Superintelligence?
No, it's a movie for kids.
Anna Kendrick, favorite voice from an animated movie. That's a separate category.
You think I could get top from Anna Kendrick?
Who?
Me.
Are you?
Could I?
If you learn the cup stacking thing from that movie.
Here we go. Look, she's and stuck. So the music. This is, keep in mind, this is 2021. The best male artist. The nominees are Justin Bieber, Drake, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, Harry Styles, and The Weeknd.
Okay. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber won.
Mm. Yep.
How?
And he deserves it.
Has he released music?
Yeah,
in the
he's
last
got
decade?
New music, dude, and it's pretty good.
Well, I haven't heard any of it.
I sucked a dick in California. It tasted great.
That's him?
That's him.
That's him, and he has another one music video where Diane Keaton plays his grandmother, and my girlfriend made me watch it with her yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I definitely did not want to watch
it. Did it make you horny?
It's actually like shot terribly. It's like I wouldn't take issue with the cinematography.
Have you seen how fat
Justin
Lana
Bieber.
Del Rey has gotten?
No,
it's very funny.
Can I really? Peek?
It's very funny.
Yeah. Let me see.
Yo, you gotta put her on the Chunky Express. You know
dude,
what I'm saying?
Straight up, fat Lana Del Rey. I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures, but I'm interested.
Get you on the Chunky
I'm
Express.
Honestly,
you know, it's like really,
I'm really truly
you put
interested.
Her in a corset. It's an improvement. But she's got too much of that like mini fridge midsection.
I don't got no problem with that.
A wide back, a wide parallel back.
Big ol'.
There's some titties bouncing up and down.
No, but see that's
and some
not,
nice thighs.
That's not what's happening. You're misreading.
Let me see. I don't have a problem with this with the fucking belly.
No, it's not the belly. It's the width of the waist. So she looks square.
Again, I'm really not seeing an issue. When, especially if she's fucking hot, if she's got a pretty face, your boy is busting. Ooh, look at these thighs, bro. I'm in.
She's a thickum?
Those look like a couple drumettes, bro.
She's a nice thickum?
Look, at the end of the day, she's still Lana Del Rey. She's hot.
I don't know who Lana Del Rey is. I just Googled fat women and it came up.
I like it. Listen, I
like
can but
Lana Del Rey.
I don't even, I had never heard
oh,
of her.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Oh,
I just want
yeah.
women to know that I like Lana Del Rey.
Well, we all know. We all know. Okay.
I like it.
Dude, she looks like a fucking. You
we
know,
all we all know the play of the I would fuck this woman to fuck other women move.
Listen, she I looks like a white trash Italian girl from like fucking Essex right now. Which
is she,
pretty sick.
Is she Italian? That's not her name, right?
No, it's a stage name. I think her name's Lizzie.
Her real name's David Blaine.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah. What if that's what we find out, is that Lana Del Rey has been David Blaine this entire time?
It's been a magic trick.
I really can't. I'm not seeing that many pictures of her fat.
I mean, there's this one.
Oh, interesting.
Let me see that.
You know, everyone's got their off day, but
That's just... I told you guys the average weight for a woman in America is 177 pounds.
It's 235 pounds.
I sucked a dick in California. Yeah. Turned me gay. Damn, I have to shit again. I've been shitting quite a bit.
That's good, dude. That's healthy.
My body's getting all the toxins out. All right, well, I'm going to go for this episode. You guys can feel free to keep going. All but right, I have to shit.
How much we got?
Oh, we're good.
Okay, bye.